You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so Sully's on the ticket text. I think Grayson Metz is a good place to start a Friday before we get locked into the NFL. Very nice football player, borderline top 10 player in the state of Illinois, turning down Iowa and Syracuse, Louisville, a couple other nice spots to play ball, and is deciding to walk on at Northwestern to the tune of $70,000 a year. Parents clearly have a ton of money, so what the hell's the difference? It's the point of change the numbers, make them more realistic. $70,000 is just something that it's not a real number that families are going to pay. Now, his family, if they pay it, they're loaded. That's their business. But let's say it was, I don't know, $15,000 a year. And your kid could go to school for free or pay $15,000 a year. That's a very difficult conversation, football player or not. And even if you're co-signing on loans versus paying them outright, it's a very difficult decision. So I'm intrigued. I thought of you, Mike, because you decided to take a scholarship to play ball versus gray shirt and play at a bigger school.
Right.
You ended up transferring. You ended up coming back and going to where you would, I would assume you had more fun at choice B than choice A. But just kind of, I don't know, when I sent you this story, what did you...
Well, it's interesting to me, Mike, because I understand when people go that preferred walk-on route. I respect Grayson, this kid doing this, because he's going to a school that's great academically. It's clearly where he wants to be, where he feels like he's going to be happy at. I totally understand that decision. And it's not always like, oh, scholarship. Sometimes I get the money aspect of it, but sometimes taking a scholarship or a partial scholarship like I did, it's not always the best decision. What I fell victim to, I guess you want to call it too, and I don't regret anything. It was good for me to get away from home. It really was. But
you could have started at Western.
It's not started. I had preferred walk on at Western.
But again, we've already done this show. We went back through the quarterbacks that were there in your time. What a bunch of broke bleeps. You could have absolutely won that job. Cubitt loved you.
Yeah. No, he did. Bill Cubitt, Ryan Cubitt.
You could have been starting in Maction.
Maybe in a few years.
I was just making a point.
Now, and then I went into radio and it worked out and I get to be with you guys every day. But that was the thing.
Like I said.
Mike, I went there for a year, and what happened to me was when I got recruited, I think this happens to a lot of kids, I was recruited and I went there because of the coaches, all right? Mainly a guy you're going to see on TV this weekend, Mike LaFleur with the Niners, all right? I know it's a siren, I get it, but I am dead serious. I'm dead serious. This happens in recruiting. I didn't love the location, I didn't love the school, but guess
what? Where was this school?
I love the coaches.
Where was this school?
Rensselaer, Indiana. About 30 minutes from Purdue.
So the worst place on earth.
In the middle of nowhere, it was. But guess what? Coach LaFleur, Coach Sanders at the time, they recruited me, and I love those guys. My parents love those guys. It was a comfortability where that was the right fit.
If you texted Mike LaFleur right now, would he text you back?
I'm sure he would, but he's probably super busy. I mean, they're playing this weekend.
Would you be I want to test this. Because that's
I
the
do
most...
Too.
Just text him, hey, does he, like, have you
I mean,
kept...
I still have, I talk to him a couple times a year. It's not like I talk to him
all
the time.
No, you should tell him, the guys don't believe you recruited me. Can you give me, send me a text as proof?
I picture Sully as like that young Billy Bean at the kitchen table.
Now, son, just you're a hell of a baseball player, and we're prepared to offer you.
being fed a whole line of BS.
No, and at the time, he was 24. He was super young, and now he's obviously with the Niners. I talked to him a couple times a year. I can text him if you want.
It's fine.
Yeah. But, Mike, I went there because of the coaches, and I think a lot of kids do that. And then when I had that moment, you know, in that spring where I was like, you know what? Let's be real. I'm not going to the NFL. I got to do something with my life. Then that's what I did. I ended up transferring. It all worked out, thankfully. I don't regret a thing. But I think this Grayson kid, he's realizing that right now. He's realizing, you know what? I'm not going to go to the NFL. I want to go to Northwestern. I want to have a great education. And this is going to make me happy. So I don't fault or criticize him at all.
David, God, you're shaking your head.
Because I think of this like a parent. Okay, look, I've raised you. You have great grades.
You owe me money.
Yes, you've done a great job to get a scholarship playing football. You need to take that scholarship, son. you need to save me some money now. I spent all this money taking you to camps. I spent all this money driving you to games and spending all this. I need to be repaid, and you need to take that scholarship.
Oh, my.
That's how I'm thinking. Wow. Wonderful for you to have a 5.2, and you want to go to Northwestern.
Well, here is my other question. If he's got these grades, how does he not get a full ride academically to
– He has to get something.
Well, and that's what I'm wondering, because – I think sports was first, but now that he's decided to walk on, maybe he does. I don't know. Can he still receive an academic scholarship? I don't know.
Well, the problem for him, he doesn't want to leave home. Otherwise, I don't know, if you have these grades and you don't care about the football, why don't you just go to the Ivy League? What are you doing? If money's not an option and you're all about the books, Jesus.
And by the way, people are now texting, Sully, wow, Mike LaFleur's not with the Niners. He's coached the Packers. Guys, Matt LaFleur's the coach of the Packers. That's his brother. His brother, Mike LaFleur, the guy who recruited me, is the passing game coordinator for the Niners. Okay? Yes, they have the same last name, but let's just point that out.
Brothers.
Yeah, they're brothers. Yeah, he'll be on TV a ton this weekend. He's
a great
guy.
If you watch the Aaron Hernandez special, that's not always the case.
Yeah, right.
Like, the sisters had totally different last names. Like, when Aaron was dating the one and Odin Lloyd was dating the other, and they had completely different last names. You know, it's...
You watched episode one, right?
Yeah.
Overall, good?
My God, Dan Wetzel's sexy.
Wetzel's... I gotta watch it. I'm gonna watch it this weekend.
I texted Dan last night. I went, wow, you sandbagging son of a bitch. I go, you didn't tell me you were the star of this. You know, and he was over at a local establishment having a couple of beers, so I just busted his chop. I mean, Dan is free. You see more Dan Wetzel than Aaron Hernandez.
Really? He's in it that much. Wow.
He is. They must have interviewed him for 5 years to get the amount of tape they got. Now, all jokes aside, one episode in, riveted.
Really?
It's fabulous. Fabulous.
I'm going to check it out this weekend for sure.
I mean, it takes you all the way back to his childhood. Starts to explain a lot of things. Fantastic. I can't wait to watch another episode.
And it's four parts?
I couldn't tell you because I resisted temptation from falling into a second episode. So
yeah.
I got out of Netflix quick. I'm like, I don't want to. The next one starts in 3, 2. If it gets to 1, you're locked
screwed.
In. You can't get up and leave. You're basically held prisoner by the Netflix. They know what they're doing. Next episode start, like, by the time you turn to your wife or whoever you're watching things with and you're like, boy, that was pretty good. The music for the next episode's on. You can't get up. So I had to get out of it
quick.
But I'm going to watch the rest of it in the coming days. It's really, really good. What the hell's the name of it, though? It was, it's Inside the Mind of Aaron Hernandez, but what's the title name? Is it?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It is.
Something Killer?
Killer Inside
the
Mind of Aaron Hernandez.
And there's a scene in the opener where he's talking about his prison cell. Send chills down your spine. I mean, this guy was a total sociopath. I'm not going to give away what he was saying and blah, 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 blah,
and the Patriots just didn't realize any of this. Once again, the Patriots just, everyone forgets about this.
Mike. He gunned down two people outside a nightclub in Boston.
Yeah.
A month before signing a $40 million deal. Like, he had everybody fooled. Did the Niners know? Did they not? Or Niners. Did the Patriots know? Did they not? Look, Aaron Hernandez came out of Florida with a bad reputation. All right? And it goes way beyond a few potential, like, gang-affiliated tats on his hands. Didn't he knock a kid's eardrum out at a bar? Didn't he have to get tased by police? He had a rough go of it at Florida. They still took him. But I don't think you can prepare yourself for double murder, drive by at a red light. It's so outside, out of bounds. I don't know if I even put that on the Pats.
Yeah, I was on Twitter today, and I can't remember the player's name, but it was a former Titans safety that posted a picture of him over Hernandez when he was playing. He hit him, he knocked him out or whatever in the game, and Hernandez told him, I'll kill you. And he just posted it. He said, wow, I had no idea. Like, that was probably a real statement.
You're headed down that path with this documentary. Mm. It's great. We'll get to the phone calls next. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.